This is Dakota Datebook for October 10th. Some Republicans were relieved when Teddy Roosevelt was named as McKinley's vice president, since it was so rare for a vice president to become president. One Roosevelt opponent breathed a sigh of relief, saying, "Now that darned cowboy will never be president." That abruptly changed when an assassin shot and killed President McKinley, making Roosevelt the president. McKinley supporters were nervous about the Roosevelt presidency. In order to reassure them, Roosevelt kept McKinley's cabinet. Nonetheless, he exercised broad executive power. Besides regulating big business and breaking up trusts, he attempted to force changes in the rules for football and ordered the Federal Mint to make changes in the design of a coin he disliked. Roosevelt enjoyed widespread popularity and won the 1904 election. After 8 years in the White House, he initially adhered to his pledge not to run for another term. But in 1911, members of the party approached Roosevelt and asked him to run. He agreed, seeing himself as the savior of the party. When he was defeated at the convention, he accepted the nomination of the Progressive Party. After Roosevelt declared that, "I'm as fit as a bull moose," the party became known as the Bull Moose Party. On this date in 1912, North Dakota Congressman H.T. Helgeson announced his support for Roosevelt. That wasn't a big surprise. Roosevelt had long been a popular figure in North Dakota. The state embraced him as a native son. Only a few days after Helgeson's endorsement, a disgruntled man shot Roosevelt. Roosevelt carried his steel eyeglass case in his pocket along with a copy of his 50-page speech. While the bullet lodged in his chest, it wasn't fatal. Roosevelt determined that the wound was not serious and, in typical Roosevelt fashion, gave his speech before going to the hospital. When Roosevelt lost the 1912 election to Woodrow Wilson, the Bull Moose Party fell apart. It had been held together by Roosevelt and his powerful personality. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.